Hey guys, so today's episode is called Married with Children. Today I have my good friend Will on as a guest. He will be giving us his perspective on dating as a single childless male and what his preference is. Would he rather date someone with children or date someone without children and why? And we're just going to have a very good dialogue conversation about it. And I hope that it sparks other conversations in your circles, also in your dating life. But I think that this is a very important topic for us to hit on because I don't think we have enough of these type of conversations while we're dating or even while we're single or even in our friend circles, because I think that it's a very touchy subject. Everyone has their own situations. Everyone has their own circumstances. But you got to be true to what you want and, you know, not settle. So, and be honest with what you want, you know, whether that is dating someone or being with someone who already has children or being open or, you know, preferring not to. That is completely your choice. But I think that we need to be honest and we need to be realistic. And when I say realistic, I mean, don't ask something of someone that you can't give yourself. And I say that because I actually had a friend that told me he would rather date someone without children, and he himself has about two kids already. So I just think that's kind of messed up, but I'm not going to go too far into it because we have a whole interview coming up next. But I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys are encouraged, and I just really hope you guys get something from it. All right, enjoy. Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Waiting Room. I have a longtime college friend of mine named Will, who's on. Say hi, Will.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
So Will and I met in college, and, you know, he lives in Columbus. I will also put, like, I'll give you guys his info. You can follow him on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And I'll let him introduce himself in a little bit. But this topic we're going to talk about, of course, singleness, right? But we're going to talk about dating with kids or without kids, because this is really a hot topic right now. And, like, I put on my Instagram, not my Instagram, I put on my Facebook, y'all, like, I think it was this, was it this week, Will?
Last week.
Last week? I think it was last week, yeah. Yeah, last week, asking people how they felt, you know, asking single people, would you rather date somebody with kids or without kids? And surprisingly, I got a really good, I mean, I knew I'd get a good response because that's kind of like a thing for people now, but I felt it would be, you know, really beneficial to have a male's perspective on it as well. So, Will, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. My name's Will. I've been a long time friend of Alante. We met in Dayton, Ohio. Went to college together. And, you know, she left Cleveland, you know, because, you know, she knew Columbus was there and came to stay with us in Columbus. I'm just so happy, you know, and thankful that she invited me to be the male, to give my perspective on dating. Either way, you know, women with kids or men with kids, and just kind of seeing our age group, our millennial perspective on it. So, whoever listening, hope you take it in good faith, and you know we can get to discussing certain topics.
So, also, what do you do, Will, for work?
So, right now, I'm in social work. I am a behavioral counselor right now at a school here in Columbus, and then I also do some workforce development stuff with 16 through 21 year olds and fathers, recently incarcerated fathers that just got out, trying to help them just kind of to, you know, maneuver around, you know, freshly out, look for jobs and things like that, just get their life back on track. So right now I'm in between kids and then adults.
That's good work.
Thanks.
I love that work. That's dope. Well, you know, ladies, I know I have a lot of ladies like to listen to this, so I'm gonna definitely put your Instagram and stuff. You know, people want to reach out to you or stalk you, they can. So before we get started, Will, are you single?
Yes, I am.
All right, y'all hear that, ladies? He's single. So I'm gonna text you, Will, if somebody hit me up. But so I have just a few questions. So how we really do this, Will? Like, I have like a couple guiding questions, but it's really like, there's no script or anything. We really just have a candid conversation because, I mean, that's the most authentic way. So just relax and just, you know, just tell me your thoughts. You could be real, real. You could be very candid on here and tell me like how you feel. Cause I've had only girl hosts on here so far. So you're my first male host, which is pretty cool. So pressure's on you. So first question, how long have you been single?
I've been single since the end of 2019.
Oh, so about a year now or so, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't want to get too into your business, but was it your decision or hers or mutual?
It's mutual. We're actually still good friends. I think we just didn't take the right steps in the beginning, right? We kind of rushed into things, which brought a lot of communication issues, right?
Okay.
We kind of mutually agreed to just kind of step away from it, and we never got back to it. But I'm the type, if it wasn't anything drastic, you know, I'm always willing to be friends. You know, I'm that type. We talk every now and then, so.
So you guys step back. Are you against like going back to an ex, or you was like, it just depends?
I think so. When me and her broke up for a while, I always contemplated going back, which I asked her. We had a couple dialogues about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were just relocated.
Hold on, Will. You were going out a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, you sounded muffled a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, so she relocated, you know, just new scenery. Everybody was in a different space as far as life. So then I just, you know, I was content with just, you know, letting that dream die and just being friends, you know.
Okay.
And that's where we at right now.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do you find it harder to date like the older you get, like whether it's dealing with like expectations or distance or like not having enough time because people are working? Like, do you find it harder as you get older or not so much?
I think generally it's hard, right? But when there's understanding and compromise, right, with you and your partner, right, it's a lot of things that can be figured out, right, to even make, for example, long distance relationships, right, you know, just to even make things work. For example, you know, one of my frat brothers right now, his mm-hmm. girlfriend, you know, he's in Columbus here with me. His girlfriend lives all the way in California.
Oh, right? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they've been together for almost a year, right? Deal with that distance, right, and work on it, right, for the sake of their love for, you know, for that. So I think if both minds are the same and offer the same thing, you'll always find a way to make it work, you know. So, but generally it is hard, right, regardless of even mm-hmm. if somebody lives across the street from you, right, at our age, you know, a lot of people are, we're all setting our ways and different things, right? So when it's time for relationship and compromising, right, and things like that, I don't think it matters. You still have to compromise or something, even if the person lives together, right?
Okay, so with that, I definitely think it depends on the situation, like if you're willing to like work on it, because it's always going to be something, right? But the point of me like posing that question last week, like, would you rather date somebody with, you know, kids or without, because when I was having a conversation with one of my friends, he has a child and he was very like serious about not wanting to date someone who also had a child. And I found that to be a double standard, because I'm like, well, I mean, you have a kid, so why can't she have a kid? Like, what's the difference? And his logic was, well, I'm not trying to deal with, he's pretty much saying historically, like, the baby mama is always like still attached to the baby's father, and he's not trying to deal with that. And he said he tried it before and it always ends up the same way, and he doesn't want that. So for me, I'm like, you just got trauma or some PTSD or something, and you're holding these women accountable to not have kids, you know, when you yourself have them. So I just found that very, like, kind of messed up. So I was just curious to get the pulse of everybody and how they felt about it. So how do you feel about it?
I will say this. You know, in these conversations, right, male or female, whoever, you know, has the kids, I think a lot of people speak from an emotional standpoint and are easily affected. So what I want to say this before I go into what I'm really going to say, you know, this is not a who's wrong or who's right, or you know, you're less of a, you know, you're less, your value is less because you have kids or anything like that, right?
Right, but, right.
Stuff that we have to discuss, especially our generation, right? We have to discuss these, not to make the same kind of mistakes, right, that our peers have made in the past, and kind of move on better, right, so our kids can learn from that, right, especially in our African-American community.
Absolutely.
Right? So with that being said, I think he's a rare case, right? But I'm sure it's there. I don't know too many guys that have kids that will have that kind of approach, right? Now, what I ask is, what kind of relationship does he have with his kid's mom, right? And does that play a role in, you know, his logic, right? Because because in the reverse, a young lady that I was talking to a while ago, right? She has two kids, right? And she told me, she said, hey, I had my kids when I was younger, right? They're pretty much, you know, grown, right? One of the kids is starting high school, right? If I get married, I want to be married in 2 years. She told me she wants to be married in 2 years, right? When she'll be 30, right? And she wants to be married, but she wants to be married to a man that's single. Not only that single, but not wanting any more kids.
Because she doesn't want any more. Because she raised hers.
So, right. So, I told her, you know, I don't want to speak for Black men, but certain stuff is deep and is general, right? I told her, if you took five Black men, right, five millennial Black men, right, doing good for themselves, the average Joe, right, just like myself, you took five of us, it's only one that's gonna agree to that kind of stuff, right? Agree to everything she just said. Because you know, Black men, what we like to do, regardless of, you know, if we're good fathers or not or whatever, we like procreating and having our own.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, nobody, and she had a hard time understanding that. And I was like, look, I guarantee you, if you took five men, only one is gonna go for that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going for that. Not only do you come with your own baggage, right? And ladies, baggage is not a toxic or negative word. We just make it sound like that. Everybody has baggage, right?
That's good.
Not only do you come with your own baggage, right? And wanting him to help you with that, right? But you don't even want him to have a kid. you want him single. He came single, right? For you to give him a for you to give him a kid, you're denying him of that too, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you mean, and I asked, you know, because some stuff is cultural and is racial. I said, do you want a black man or do you want a white man? Right? And she said a black man. And I told her, I said, we can pull five guys that, you know, that we all know and see how many will, you know. So
say that last part again, because for some reason you got cut out.
I said, so I just basically, just stated what I told her. And I said, look, we can pull five guys that we all know, right? Average guys just like myself, and ask them who's willing to oblige to this, right?
Right.
It's going to be tough.
Right.
You know, so for your friend to say that, I think for anybody, woman or, you know, man to say that, I think that's not fair just because of what you're coming with into the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're single and I'm single, that's different, but you can't deny somebody, you know, of certain stuff, right?
Just but that person has the ability to say yes or no and walk away. Like,
sure.
That's their non-negotiable.
So I don't know. So your friend, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
I highly doubt it's going to be hard for him too, right? Now I'll let you speak on behalf of, you know, women, right? Black women, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just like how, you know, I told my friend about, you know, the statistic of her finding a black man that'll oblige to that, because I don't know, I'm sure they're there, right? I don't know it. Not too many black women that, you know, will come be part of your family, play stepmom, right, and not want her own kid. I'm sure they're out there, but I don't think the number is, you know, I don't think it's a handful.
Yeah. I can see that. So, like, on my end, like, I met a guy that has a couple kids, but he said he doesn't want any more. And for me, I'm like, well, you know, well, one, I'm glad we had that conversation up front. I think that's a question that should be had, whether mm-hmm. you have kids or not, because you don't want to waste time or get invested in somebody that doesn't want the same things that you want. But I had a conversation with him saying I thought it was unfair for, you know, for him to even, you know, even say that, you know what I'm saying? Because what if the woman that he's with, or, you know, what if somebody he meets and he really like feeling her or whatever and wants to be with her? Well, she wants kids, like, you propose to her and everything. Well, she wants kids, all that good stuff. And he was like, no, I don't want any. So, like, there are some men that's out there also on the flip side that's really can't, like, serious and like stern on saying, like, no, I just won't date somebody that wants kids. Like, I really just want somebody that doesn't want kids. If you want them, I'm not for you.
And that's fine, you know, if you make that, as long as you make that clear in the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you make that clear in the beginning and you state where, and then, you know, the person obliges, right? And then later on has an issue with it. And then at that point, that's their problem, right? You wasn't conniving. You didn't, you know what I'm saying? You laid everything out front in the beginning, right? Later mm-hmm. on, if they want to contradict that by telling you, hey, babe, I want to have a kid, you know, and then that's the issue on with them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
I think, you know, a lot of, so the kids that I work with, I have 12 boys, right? At mm-hmm. this charter school I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 12 boys, all 12 of them are being raised by single mothers.
Mm.
Right? And then out of all 12 of them, only two, I want to say two, have a good relationship with their father.
Okay. So
you see what I'm saying? And these are all African American young men, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I talk to these mothers every day, right? What I talk to them, because and to add to that, they all have multiple kids, right? Oh. They all have multiple kids, so I have these dialogues with them all the time, you know, when I go to their house and telling me about the kids' behaviors and things like that, you know, and I try to tell them, like, look, you having these kids, right, it's not the end for you, right? But you having these kids in your situation, right, it does cost, right? And what I mean when I say it does cost is, right, it almost kind of makes you not, I don't want to say ineligible, but when you're a single mother, right, with kids and you're not, and you know, with multiple kids and baby daddies, right, it kind of almost makes you ineligible for certain stuff,
Oh,
right?
you're starting to sound like Kevin Samuels.
No. And I'm
No, I'm just playing with
no, and but that's the reality, right? So, but I tell them like that shouldn't like deter them from, you know, dating or whatever the case
So
is, right? But
give me an example of one thing there, you know, that kind of like makes it a little harder for them.
so okay, so let's say me and you are dating, you got two kids, right? Because at the point we're dating, at this point, first of all, let me backtrack. If we're dating and we're both, you know, in our early 30s, right? At this point, I hope that everybody is dating for hopes of, you know, getting married and not just still, you know, messing around, effing around, whatever you want to call it, right? So me and you are dating, right? You have two kids. We both have
I have no idea what the heck
what
happened.
happened
But oh wow. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, so we're dating, you got two kids, right? We're, you know, I sacrifice, right? Whatever, you know, the situation is. Now we're like engaged, getting ready to be married, we get married, right? At that point, right, getting married to somebody that has kids, your commitment is more, is to more than that person. It's to their kids too, because at that point, that's your entire, you know, nuclear family right there, right? So like you have to take on a lot, and depending on how old those kids are, right, they're setting their ways about a lot of stuff, right? And it's almost like how much the mom is willing for you, for me, the man, right, to be the head of the household,
Yeah,
right?
that's
And
true.
being the head of the household, right, is like, these are my stepkids, right? What's up with this, right? What's up with, it's a whole bunch of different stuff that goes into it, right? How much can I, depending on how the kid is, how much can we build that relationship, right? How much can we have the cohesion in the home, right? And how much is the mom willing to let me do, right, as a stepfather, right, as the head of the house, right, without having her own issues, because she reverts back to, you know, I've been doing this on my own, right? You're not going to do this to my kid. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
It's a lot of things that comes into that, right? And I think is that's why black men in general, right? There's I have people all around me, great stepfathers, right? Great stepfathers, right? There's nothing wrong with that. There's people willing to do that, right? But I'm telling you the things that deter, you know, black men, single, you know, black men that don't have their own kids, right? That's willing to get into that situation, deter them from doing that, right? Because back to what your friend said, what makes what he said so egregious is like he's the lady, you know, whoever he's gonna talk to is still gonna have to deal with his baby mom. You know what I'm saying? Because she's not going nowhere. That's what makes what he said so egregious and unfair. You know? And it's just like, we're married, you know, you're going through your dates, you know, whatever kind of plan you got with your baby dads, right? About you know, when he gets the kids, when, you know, when the kids are with us or whatever, right? Whatever that is, I'm gonna have to help with that, right? Dropping off, right? And for the kids' sake, right, to have a healthy home, at some point I'm gonna have to have a conversation with the baby dads. And that's what a lot of people don't like doing, or vice versa, you know, as a woman that is with a guy that has kids, at some point you're gonna have to talk to their mom. You
So let me ask you this. Do you prefer dating someone without children so you don't have to deal with all of that? or you're open, like, you know, if it's the right person, then we'll get through it.
So some people are absolutely closed off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me, my preference, right, is somebody with no kids,
mm-hmm.
like myself, right? And then we can start something together,
mm-hmm.
right? We're both equally responsible for, right? Because
mm-hmm.
what I understand is I'm not as equally as responsible for my stepkids as you are as their biological mother, regardless of how you want to put it. You see what I'm saying? It's never going to be equal. You know what I mean? So that's my preference, right?
Are you hanging up?
How am I going to hang up if I'm the one talking? I'm talking. I've been being talked. And I'm like, damn, I just lost my.
What the heck? I'm not even touching the phone. Like, it's literally just laying here. This do not happen.
I don't know, because I sit at the same spot where I talk to my mom and she talked for like hours. So
that's weird. Okay, hopefully don't cut off before we done again.
I'm gonna step outside to my porch. Maybe it's the inside. So I'm outside of my balcony. So yeah, so okay. I lost my train of thought. I forgot where I was.
So I had asked you about what's your preference, and you say you prefer having somebody without kids so y'all can build something together.
Sure. But I'm not, like, that's not finite, right? So
yeah,
if I meet a lady that has a kid, right, a kid, I think my thing is I can't do multiple kids, especially with multiple baby daddies. Because that can just be messy, right? And it's just like I'm with you, the mother, and I have to deal with all this extra stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
when
I say extra stuff, I'm not talking about the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where I would draw that. But with that one mother that I would love to be with, I would have these conversations with her, like in our talking stages. You know, because like what people don't understand is like it's a lot of trauma, right? That
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people have been through that. You know, if you meet somebody that has a kid and no husband or fiance or whatever the case is, right? Something mm-hmm. happened, you know, large or small, something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to see if whatever took place, how they're dealing with it, and are they over it, right? Are they emotionally detached from it? You know, are they healed enough to move on? Right.
Right.
Those are the conversations that people need to have early when you know, when they show interest in people with kids. Right. And a lot of people are skipping that part because you need to know, like, hey, when we get married, right, how do you want me to treat your kids? Right. Are you going to like overrule me on certain things? Because at the end of the day, it's your kids. Right. I'm the stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So is those type of conversations that I think people our age group are not having, and they're just rushing into things, right? And
yeah, thinking, about what looks good.
Exactly, you know, and you know a lot of false hope and things like that, right? And it just gets real messy, you know. So a lot of real dialogue needs to be had, and a lot of them are not comfortable,
mm-hmm.
right? But like what we're getting into as far as, you know, being together long term and eventually marriage, you know, that's not a small step, right? That's real life. You know, we're going to be in it forever. We need to know these things.
I think you made an interesting point when you talked about how building something together, you would rather do that. But also you said, what did you say? You said that you will have to deal, the kid will not equally be yours, like responsibility rather.
Sure.
Like, you won't have the same, which I can agree with, because I have a couple of friends that are actually married now, and they have their previous partner had a child already. Now, granted, the relationship with the child is really good, but the two women that are married, they understand that there are some things that just has to be left up to their husband and the mother of their child. And that can get kind of tricky if you're not mature, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I find that very, you know, I find it very good for them. But for me, it's kind of like, it's kind of sad, because it's like, in a sense, you have to share your husband with another person. or you have to share your wife with another person. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I look at it. Like, and I'm not talking about another child. I'm talking about the other person, like the mom or the dad or whatever. And for me, it's just unsettling. Like, for me, it's unsettling. Like, it's something I feel like if I've waited this long, you know what I'm saying? Because the issue with being single, the issue isn't getting into a relationship. We can all get into a relationship. That's not the issue. The issue is getting into the right one, finding that right person for me, and not settling, or at least not giving up on my non-negotiables.
Right, right.
You know?
And because I think... depending on your situation, right? Everybody's non-negotiables is different.
Absolutely. Right?
And if I was to tell a mom, like, hey, a mom that, you know, I'm interested in, if I was to tell a mom, hello?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Okay, all right. if I was to tell a mom, like, look, I feel some type of way, right? If I was to say the same thing you just said, like, hey, you know, I feel this type of way, you know, because I feel like I'm always going to be sharing you, right? Even though you're not with your baby dad no more, right? That kid forever bonds you guys.
Yeah, like you're making a decision that doesn't include me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. And I think I'm glad you said that because, you know, I'm in a black man group and somebody mentioned that and they took a poll and I think that was the main thing that the men mentioned. Right. And the second thing was like just household rules and engagement. Right. When you have, you know, when you're playing stepdaddy to these kids and the mom done had them for years now. Right. And then because at that point, you being the mom with the kids, it's going to be a transition for you, too, because now you have a stable man in the house that you didn't have. Right. And it's going to be a time where y'all going to butt heads on certain stuff because you're so used to being a mom and a dad.
Yeah. You know what I'm
saying? So then it's like, how do you feel about that, right? How are you going to be cooperative with your husband, who once again is the head of the household, right? For him to you know, engage properly, right? And be a second dad, right? Hell, be the stable dad at home, right? Y'all all under one roof with these kids, right? And I've seen mothers that go through a hard transition with that, and that's caused problems.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because And it's all going back to what I said. Like, if I meet a mom, right, with kids, I'm gonna have so many questions, right? Especially a mom with multiple kids, right? Mm-hmm. My question is gonna be, my question is gonna be, hey, you had kids with this man, right? He was good enough to have kids with, right? Why wasn't he good enough for you guys to get married or at least still be together, right? And then it's just like, what role did you play in it, right? For you guys not to be together, right? Because when stuff like that happens, we all blame the other person, right? Because if I ask her, the person I'm dating with kids, if I ask her, you know, they're going to be like, oh, we did this and this and that, and he wasn't understanding, right? If I go talk to the baby down right now, he's going to tell me something different.
Right.
And it's like, we have to be truthful, right? We have to have a spirit of discernment, right, to see what's what, right, before we get into it, right, because you'll see it, you won't see it then, they could lie then, but then when you go head first into this marriage, it's gonna all come out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that trauma, you know what I'm saying, all that stuff is going to come out, you know, and I know a couple people in that position right now where, you know, they just believe what was good, you know, the good talk, and now they're in a situation with, which makes it so fragile and volatile, right, with kids involved, that you ask them right now, they wish they didn't get into.
I think you said something, that last part, it just made me realize how important it is to, and I say this all the time, like in the episodes, like it's important to find your boundaries or the things that you are really set in stone and believing it and sticking to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I guarantee you that last person you were talking about, that wish he didn't or she didn't get into it, they probably had some type of, I don't want to say red flag, but some type of hesitancy, like, before they got into it.
And they dismissed it.
Yep. That's why it's so important to, like, stick to it. And especially as we get older, because, one, we're not trying to waste time. Two, there's a higher probability of meeting people with kids, you know what I'm saying, than not. I'm not saying they're not out here, but a lot of people, I mean, there are a lot of kids that's just made out of midway a lot. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm one of them. But I think it's important to really stick to whatever you believe in. Like, my preference is no kids. Am I open to somebody with kids? Yes, but that's going to have to be a God-ordained thing because Alante would rather not. I would rather not. And somebody that work with kids, like, my whole career is working with youth and kids and all that good stuff. So it's like, it's not something that I can't do, but it's more of like what you said, I want to build something together for the first time with my person.
Sure.
You know?
It's a lot, especially our age group. I think I was reading something from this Pew research I was just kind of reading through, and it was saying it was an age group, I think it's like 26 to 35. Basically the majority out of all moms, a lot of moms between that age group are single mothers with multiple kids, right? And then they even went further, they even went further into saying within the multiple kids with that the mothers, it was more
All right, this is going to be the last time because I don't know what's going on, but go ahead.
So, like, so I was just saying, like, the research was talking about how a lot of mothers in our age group, right, were single mothers, right? Not just single mothers, but having multiple kids, right? And then specifically out of that, Black and brown was the Black and brown were the dominant, right? And then with that being said, right, where the same Black and brown people got the most fathers, where? In jail.
In jail.
And these mothers, right? These mothers, good mothers, good, you know, good character, you know, whatever the case is, right? We're not judging their character or whatever. But like I said, the reality is, right, it makes it less appealing. That's the reality, right? And I say, not to hurt nobody's feelings, but let's really think about it, right? I had to tell one of my kids' moms, I said, look, your attitude is crazy, right? You refuse, you know, you refuse me getting you a therapist, right? Helping you, you know, helping you with whatever, you know, kind of resources. She refused it, right? She's just all set in her negative ways, right? And I said, look, you have three boys, right? Yo, imagine allowing your boy, you know, to grow up. You work three jobs, put him through school, right? He becomes a lawyer, doctor, whatever you want him to be, right? He comes home one day at age 26, 27, right? And he asks you, like, hey, mom, this is my girlfriend, right? And you talk to the girl to come to find out she has multiple kids. It's like your situation, right? So it's like, wait, this girl reminds me of me, right? What would you tell your son? Would you allow that? How would you feel about your son getting married to somebody like that? Because literally that girl he just introduced you to was you at a certain point. I'm saying so think about that. You know, I told her to, you know, for that to kind of be like a, you know, something that helps her change her ways. Right? Because, look, your kids ain't gonna know where you are, where you are, right? You complain about you know, guys ain't this and guys ain't that, you know. Your baby daddies are this all day long, right? But you're doing a lot of complaining without no critical thinking of solutions. And just having people like me, like when I'm reaching out to people, like I'm finding you daycares and stuff, you're not doing your part. And I told them, these three boys, nobody can care for them more than you can care for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that's just another way for people to look at it. But sometimes a lot of people get offended. A lot of the women, right, because that's the majority that I work with, you know, they get offended, you know, when we're having these real dialogues. But I'm like, I'm telling you this so you can assess yourself and be aware of some of your toxic ways.
That's fair.
Like, some of your toxic ways, so you can switch that up, so you can be, you know, more appealing to these men. Because to me, I know your real nature. You're a sweet, good person, right? But when you're out and not showing that, right, and you're showing something else, right, your situation is already defeating you. Don't defeat yourself. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting. That's interesting. So do you think, on the flip side, do you think that those, like, women without kids have a little bit more leeway? Like, would her actions be kind of excused or tolerated a little bit more than the woman with kids?
Yes, because like, and I'm going to say this. Now, this I got from Kevin Samuels, right? He made a good point.
Okay.
I'm going to always give people their props. I'm not going to say nothing if it's not my original thought. So he said something to this lady, right? It was a 45-year-old lady, had two kids. No, it was a 40-year-old lady, had two kids, right? And then he said, like, you want to, he uses, like, the term high-quality man. Right?
Yep, yep, yep.
So, see, okay, you watch him too, huh?
Yeah, I do.
You know, so he said, you want a high-quality man, right? Tell me what qualifies you for a high-quality man, right? So she's naming all these, like, bland stuff, right? So the point is, he was like, everything you told me, right, a single person can give me that, right? You're not setting yourself apart from, you know what I'm saying, with everything you told me, right? And a single person has less liabilities because, you know, he said having kids was a liability.
Mm.
Single mama having kids, right? That's a liability on the man that's coming into you guys' life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I kind of agree, but
I kind of agree to an extent. It is
his the way he comes about things is so demeaning at times. Right?
Yes, 100%.
If you agree with him, you sitting there like, damn, bro, you don't have to say like that.
Right, right, because he ain't got no tact.
But some stuff, you know, it is good to hear.
I agree.
So it's like I can find a single woman that has A, B, C, and D, the same stuff you just said, but without the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I can't lie, I gotta agree. Some stuff that he says, though, do be on point. I will say that. But I think what makes him look like a bad guy sometimes, he be having the most, like, the callers just don't be making their case. I'm sorry. It be the callers. They just be horrible. But I don't know. I think that your perspective is interesting because I never looked at it like that. Like, I can understand, like, a man, like, no, I want my own seat. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want somebody who got my last name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. But then it's also a territorial thing from what it sounds like, too. Like, right. Yo, I'm not going to have 100% control over my household.
No, you're not.
For the girl, it's kind of okay because we're not, you know what I'm saying? And I'm okay with that. Like, we're not the head of the household. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But I think it's harder for men to accept that than it is for women. I've seen it happen, but not as much as I've seen women accept, you know, the guy with the kid. So I can see that. I can 100% see that. So in wrapping up, like, anything, like, I guess I could ask you this. For you, as how old are you, Will?
31.
31, single man, no kids. What are your non-negotiables? Things that you're going to stand by no matter what. I don't care if she's a good person. You like, you know what? I might have to bend this for her. You're a complete non-negotiables.
So I think my non-negotiables is, on a personal note, I need somebody that has the same faith as I have, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, nobody's going to deter me, you know, from my Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be on the same page with that because that goes into having kids, right? Kids can be confused with different messages in the household.
Right.
Right. And I think, well, I'll say this again. Another thing is you have to be able to be willing to have my child.
Mm.
That's really you have to be, I can't date you and you, because guess what? There's single women out there that don't want no kids.
Yes, there. Yes, there are.
You know? And it's just like,
yeah,
I can't do that. Right. That's
mm-hmm.
So you could be the best person in the world, but you know, I believe in, you know, procreating with your spouse. Right. And,
mm-hmm.
and that kind of stuff. And then I also, one thing I try to do, you know, or I will want my spouse to do is always have that respect for my parents, mm-hmm. right? My parents, and I know myself and how my mom and dad raised me,
mm-hmm.
regardless of, you know, how your parents are, right? I'm always gonna try to build a relationship. Right. And even if it's ongoing, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm always going to give them that respect as your parents, because if they didn't bring, if it wasn't for them, I would never met you.
Right.
Right. So I would want that person to have the same respect, you know, or kind of cultivate that same relationship with my mother and father. Right. Mm-hmm. But anything else? Oh, and just honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a real open person. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, people find it, you know, whatever, right? I ain't Kevin Samuels, but you know, I'm really open, right?
And I hope that will.
No, but I do. See, I wish a lot more women, I wish a lot more people, I should say, right? Both men and women, when they listen to something, right? They listen to comprehend and really think about it, than listening to give a rebuttal.
But see, I listened to him. Lola put me on to him last year before he blew up. So I found out about him. We were sitting in my living room watching him on YouTube. Like, that's how I got introduced to him. And the people that he would talk to, I mean, that's my, like, now it's all mainstream a little bit. Like, it's all out there. But when he was, like, strictly on YouTube, yo, reckless.
Yeah.
And I don't agree. One thing that I don't agree with is, one, I don't agree with men giving women advice, like, holistically, because you can't. And that's kind of what he does sometimes. Like, you can't give us holistic advice because you don't understand, or you don't have those life experiences that we have. You can only give us in part. And then two, I don't agree when he talk about the danger zone. You know what I mean about danger zone?
No, what's danger zone?
So, I want to get the age right, but if you're past a certain age, I think he was like 25 or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, okay. And you're single, you're not about to get a high value man, or like, if you're 30 plus, it's going to be a little harder for you to get a high value man because you're old.
Now, Alante, I will say this, back to what you said earlier, right? Like, mm-hmm. women like you don't call him. The type of women that call him,
right,
they fly to the trap.
Right, I agree. Yes.
Because, you know, they're uneducated about a lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of them live in la la land, right? They think everything is rainbows and flowers, right? And they come up here giving the most craziest scenario, right, that doesn't fit with their situation.
That's true.
Scenarios are just like absurd. Like, what?
Yeah.
And he plays into it, and it's just like the amount of like knowledgeable women, you know what I'm saying, that give him feedback, he shuts up and he listens, and, you know, and the conversation is not all just yelling and, you know, and a whole bunch of ghetto-ness, but
yeah,
already is that.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
He's off of that. But yeah, so back to your original question, that'll be like my main three things. Just that. Everything else, like I said, if we're at that point where, you know, we truly love each other, we can make everything else work, right? We have to be willing to compromise, right?
Yeah.
And compromising comes with honesty, right? So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, I do thank you for giving us some insight. I think it was very educational. I'm actually excited to see what some people are gonna message me about this episode, and I definitely share it with you.
I'm Kevin Samuels.
You said what?
People gonna tell me I'm Kevin Samuels 2.0.
I'm gonna put your picture up there next to his.
Don't do that.
Oh my god! No, but I think it was really good. And I think one thing that I want like the listeners to take away with is having what you said is having these conversations during that talking stage.
Right.
Like it's very, very important. Not after, but like during. So I think that's very important. But I definitely thank you for, giving me some of your time. I know it's kind of long, but I think it was a good conversation. I will what I'll text you just some follow-up things or whatever so I can put in the show notes so people can get in contact with you or whatever. But anything you want to leave the people?
I just want to talk to just because I work with a lot of single moms, right? A lot of single black and brown moms. I know like you guys' daily hustle, right? The how much emotional stress, everything you guys go through, right? And like dialogues like this aren't meant to like offend you, right?
Hello?
Yeah,
Oh.
it's not meant to offend you, but it's like dialogues like this are good so we can take something out of it and grow from it, right? And secure a better future for our kids, right? So, we definitely appreciate you guys, right? Don't be discouraged, right? Because I know there's a lot of you guys out there discouraged and things like that. Don't be discouraged. Black men specifically, like I am, we love you guys and we love the work that you guys are doing, being both mom and dad, right? So I just want everybody to take this dialogue and your faith and just listen to it and take something out of it and apply it to your life.
Okay, inspirational Will. That was good. No, that was good. I really do hope that everybody takes something out of it. And that was real, especially you being at the forefront of helping these women. I think that's pretty good. So I definitely hope that you guys took something from that. There's literally nothing else I can say. Like Will wrapped it up perfectly. But I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your week and just stay connected. And I'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Bye, Will.
Bye.
All right.